last night when Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert went on each other's shows. And Dean will have, as he always does on Wednesday, what to watch on TV this week. Now we have him.
Hello.
And we need to hear more about Nicole and Keith.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not. I'm not, actually.
Yeah, well, it's turning out to be kind of ugly. The details are coming out, allegations about another woman that may be at the root of all of this, custody of their two children, who will get how much time, is starting to come out. But yesterday, officially, Nicole Kidman filed the divorce papers. Originally, she was saying that this was not her idea. She wanted to try to work on the marriage and was resisting it, but yesterday did file the papers and said that there were honesty issues that were at the core of all of this. So there are more details, but I think that's enough.
Yeah, well, they made it almost 20 years. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I think that's all we need to know.
For showbiz. Last night, Kimmel and Colbert went on each other's shows. How'd that go?
Yeah, you know, Jimmy Kimmel is doing his show in Brooklyn all this week. So he's in the New York area where Stephen Colbert does his show. And they cross-pollinated. I'm not sure if that's ever happened before, where, hosts from one network went on another show. But, you know, these are special circumstances where Colbert has been told that his show will end in May. Jimmy Kimmel was out for a week on indefinite suspension, but brought back. This is a little of what their conversation was last night.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was. It was very entertaining to watch both of them. At some point, they're going to have to get back to just doing regular old shows again. We'll see if that ever happens now.
What's the controversy about this Middle East comedy fest?
Well, they have this is not the first time that this has been done. It's a big comedy fest in Saudi Arabia that takes place. And some of the biggest names in comedy appear at it for some really big money. Dave Chappelle was there. Kevin Hart was there, Bill Burr, Louis C.K. among the performers. On his podcast, Bill Burr said how nervous he was and did some trial runs at the Riyadh Comedy Festival to see which topics worked for Middle Eastern audiences. Not everything, you know, is the same sensibility of comedy, I guess. And he said it was a mind-blowing experience. In the meantime, there were other comedians who were not there who said that they were very disappointed in these huge names in comedy for going there, given Saudi Arabia's history of oppression and human rights abuses. David Cross was one of them, said that he was disgusted that talented people that he admires would condone the Saudi government just for some money. And they throw some huge money at these comedians to come over and perform. So,
Yeah, I bet they have a few bucks to spend on the comics. Anything new on Dolly Parton's health, Dean?
It appears as though she is going to be out of commission for a while. This past weekend, she announced that she was postponing her Las Vegas residency. She hasn't done one in almost 20 years and was excited to do it, but then put it on hold. All she really said that there were some serious health concerns. Now she has announced that she will not be going to Los Angeles to receive the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Those are the people that give out the Oscars. The ceremony itself was to take place in November. So she apparently, is anticipating being out of commission at least through that time. She is saying that her doctors have told her that she needs to undergo some procedures didn't really say what the procedures were, but she said she's going to follow doctor's orders because she wants to be in top condition when she gets back up on that concert stage. Right now, they're targeting those Las Vegas dates, rescheduling them for early 2026. Dolly Parton is 79 years old, so all the best wishes to her for a quick recovery, whatever it is.
Amen. What's on TV?
A lot of new things in home video for the week, including a new movie from Matthew McConaughey and America Ferrara. It is called The Lost Bus, about a school bus driver trying to get 22 students who are in the bus with him to safety during a wildfire in California. I guess we're going to start seeing wildfire stories and movies and series. That'll premiere Friday on Apple TV Plus. Cillian Murphy, the Oscar winner from Oppenheimer, is playing a teacher at a school with troubled teens, trying to help the students turn their lives around while he deals with his own personal demons. And to me, it sounds a little like Blackboard Jungle. You know, we've had different versions of this story of well-meaning teachers who go into troubled schools to try to help the kids turn themselves around. This one is called Steve, and it is on Netflix starting on Friday. It's in theaters right now, but also will be on Netflix starting on Friday. Mark Wahlberg is got a new series out, a new action comedy called Play Dirty, in which he leads a gang of thieves in a plot to retrieve $1 billion worth of sunken treasure. That's on Amazon Prime. This new Naked Gun movie with Liam Neeson is now on Paramount Plus. If you want to check that out and see what the buzz was about all of that. There also is a new series from actor Glenn Powell, who plays a former college football quarterback who blew the big game but decides to stage a comeback under a new identity, kind of a Mrs. Doubtfire thing. He goes completely makes himself over as a different person and gets back into the game again. The series is called Chad Powers. That's streaming now on Hulu. Ryan Murphy, producer Ryan Murphy's Monster series is back with a look at the real-life guy who inspired the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's called Monster, the Ed Gein story on Apple TV Plus. Characters from the classic Grimm's fairy tales are coming to life in the new animated series The Sisters Grimm, that'll begin streaming on Friday. Season 9 of Love is Blind is back. It's on Netflix right now. And for Halloween this year, I'm trying to go back and watch some classic horror movies because I'm not crazy about the new ones that are out now. But I love me some of the old classics, like Night of the Living Dead, the original Night of the Living Dead, 1968, from director George Romero. It really kicked off the zombie genre. It is still scary, but it's campy and a little bit funny in some ways. They're bringing it back to Netflix starting on Saturday, in case you are interested in that.
I remember interviewing George Romero for CBS years ago in Pittsburgh. He loved Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh loved him. And George was a very, very funny guy. He had a great sense of humor. You could tell from those movies, right?
Yeah, he brought it.
He was something. And what are you cooking on WGN TV today?
I'm doing something autumnal today. I wanted to, I made that French onion gnocchi soup last week, which was delicious, but talk about gut bomb comfort food. All you wanted to do is take a nap after you had it. So, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I thought we'd do something a little healthier this week, but still autumnal. I have an autumn harvest salad this week. It's a green salad that's made with lots of autumnal ingredients, including apples, sweet potatoes, cranberries, a lot of autumny things with a kind of an apple cider dressing. It's really tasty and a nice, refreshing salad. that screams summertime. So I apologize. It's healthy.
She needs some caffeine after that. My wife's got this cafe con leche recipe. It's a pumpkin spice latte actually healthier and tastier than Starbucks. It's the recipe's on her Savvy Planet website, savvy-planet.com.
Yeah, it's delicious. I love cafe con leche. It's delicious, but I think that may be how I lost my hair.
Uh-oh. We'll put a warning on that. I'll tell Marianne.
I think the caffeine just made the hair follicles just fly off.
Good luck today out there at the WGN TV lot.